three, first down from the 30. Hodges sets the feet, floats it upstairs. It is caught. Oh, what a grab by Washington. Touchdown, Steelers.
Yeah, welcome to the Berg Football Podcast, a podcast all about the Pittsburgh Steelers and not about the Philadelphia Eagles. I am your host, Fred Halbig. Joining me today, Jay, what's up?
Hi, buddy. I don't know what to say to you right now.
I ain't got shit to say. I refuse to talk about a team that gives up 37 points to the worst offense in the NFL. It's fucking disgraceful, and I will not talk about it. What happened in the Steelers game?
All right. yes, yeah, so Steelers won yesterday, 7-5, beat the 5-7 Browns, 20-13. It was a pretty good game. Early, they got down 10-0, but they made a good comeback. Hodges played really well. Not many people expected that, I guess, but he played good. Once he started to air out the ball right before the start of the second half, right at the end of the second quarter. So, I guess real quick around the league, we can jump into that. Ravens right now have the number one seed in the AFC. Patriots got, I would say, pretty handled last night by the Texans. They made it a little closer towards the end of the game. But that's huge news for the Steelers because they could rest their starters come week 17. Since the Steelers played them that final week. So, we'll see. Steelers have the sixth seed right now, still are in contention for that fifth seed. They play Buffalo next week. Buffalo gets another loss. They could have the fifth seed there. So also the Raiders lost, that helps. And right now the Steelers are tied with the Titans. So to get a little wiggle room, they need the Titans to lose.
The Ravens are going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I mean, I could see it.
They're the best team in the NFL.
Yeah. Right now. And I mean, Lamar didn't even
play well.
Defenses didn't play great yesterday.
I don't know what defenses do. They can't stop them.
Yeah.
Kansas City has no defense. New England has no offense. The Ravens have both.
The only other team I could see giving them trouble was going to be Houston.
Yeah. Houston's not too bad, but I don't think their defense would be good enough. Didn't Baltimore smoke Houston a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, but Baltimore barely beat the Steelers earlier this year, too, on a late fumble. So
different part of the year now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So Houston's playing better.
Yeah, but that was like 2 weeks ago, though.
They could be getting JJ back, too. There's rumors that he could be ready for the playoffs. So
we'll see.
All right. I guess we could just jump right into the game. Some quick thoughts. This is a great win for the Steelers. Great overall team win for them. Every aspect really chipped in here. This all but eliminates the Browns from the playoffs. It's a huge loss for them. Really just shuts them down now.
Their season was over anyway.
Yeah. They're trash. I mean, they were making a run. Three straight wins. So, like I said, the Steelers got down 10 early in the first quarter. The offense started real slow, real conservative play calling. Didn't really try to push the ball downfield, kept with the short stuff. And the D played okay in that first half. I'll address that a little bit later. And then the other thing, another quick thought, pre-snap penalties. They had, I think it was 8 pre-snap penalties in this game, false starts, illegal motions, stuff like that. It was awful today. So that's something they really need to work on. Other than that, we could just jump straight into the offense. I guess that's the biggest thing coming out of this game. He started slow, really wasn't trying to stretch the field. He even said in his presser after the game, he was nervous. There was things there, but he just didn't force the ball. The drive right before the end of the half, they let him start airing it out. He took more chances, and he let him do a touchdown. I know you think that touchdown to James Washington was just a chuck-up.
It was. He chucked the ball up. The ball hung in the air for 5 seconds. It was into double coverage, and Washington made a good play.
If Washington doesn't get interfered with that, he's walking into the end zone.
No. The ball was floating up in the air for 5 seconds, but I don't give a shit about anything. Go ahead and say what you got to say. God.
Yeah, so he was making other great throws down the sideline, another one of James Washington that really got that drive going. He ran out for a big first down for about 21 yards, which kept a drive going later in the second half. He just took command of this offense when he needed to. The big negative with him was the interception. I don't know if it was him or Deontay Johnson, but he had Johnson going down deep. And when he threw it, Johnson stopped like he was running a curl, and the ball just floated down and was picked off. It looks like they were talking to him on the sideline, so I'm going to say it's more Duck just read it wrong and had a bad throw. Happens, but you can't do that this late in the year. You don't want to see stuff like that. He also needs to learn how to step up in the pocket. The big thing with him was as soon as he starts to feel a little bit of pressure, he tries to roll out. He got sacked once in this game, and that was because of him rolling out. He ran right into the D. So if he can learn to step up, he's going to make bigger plays in this league. Run game, very solid from him today. Jalen Samuels looked good, running some wildcat again. But then again, it was Benny Snell. Benny Snell really took over again with this running offense. What was he? Snell was 16 for 63 yards and a touchdown. The touchdown was a one-yard run, but he really lowered his head and got in there. He had some other tough runs in this game. Really looked solid. I think he's going to take away some carries from James Conner once he comes back. And
James Conner shouldn't even take another snap for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I get it. I thought they should have IR'd him, but Conner's coming to a contract year, man. It's going to be a tough thing to try to spend money on a guy who's not on the field.
Yeah, they're not going to pay him.
Yeah. Yeah. So Snell looked really good. Rookie guy. I think he's going to be a big part of this team going forward. As far as receiving goes, Deontay Johnson had a really bad game, a lot of mistakes. That interception, I don't want to necessarily blame on him, but he did stop running after the ball, and he gave up on the tackling too. He just stopped chasing the guy at all. So you can't do that. But then the big thing was James Washington, who is becoming a really big player for this team. Took some big steps these past few weeks, making great contested catches. That TD was amazing. He got pulled down and still made the catch, tracked the ball really well. He had over 100 yards receiving this game, so it was just amazing for him. It's good to see him finally taking that step this year.
Yeah.
Nothing? All right.
Don't care.
Then we'll jump into the defense. Defense let up 10 points early, but they really buckled down. This is amazing what this defense can do when they have a lead. Second half, they really just shut the Browns down. They gave them the run game really, I think they had over 100 yards rushing altogether. And that was where the Browns were doing most of their damage. But other than that, man, they got the Baker five times with sacks. They picked them off once, forced a fumble. It was a great overall defensive performance for them.
I'll tell you one thing. The Browns are fucking trash. And they should fire their entire coaching staff after this season. There is no reason why you have Baker Mayfield looks this bad in year two. Fucking, they can't get OBJ the ball. They suck. Their offensive system sucks. Freddie Kitchens sucks, and he needs to be fired.
Yeah. Yeah, I think OBJ had like four catches yesterday for 30-something yards.
Yeah.
Like, it was Landry, they kept forcing the ball, but even on that interception, it was a forced throw to Landry that sealed the game. So, yeah, I agree with you. I mean, they got that two-headed monster in the backfield. They're using that well. But when it comes to Baker, he's just he looks bad this year.
It's Freddie Kitchens. He's a terrible coach.
Yeah, it would be awesome to see him get fired today.
I don't think it'll happen today, but I don't think he's back.
I don't either, but that would be six head coaches fired after Steelers games. For the Browns. Yeah. That would be amazing. One good thing, defense came out and said that at halftime they weren't playing well. So a couple guys came out and said that at halftime Tomlin won old school high school football, pulled out the chalkboard, drew up what they were going to do in the second half, and they said it really changed. That's a big thing for a head coach.
That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard. That's huge. You're in the fucking NFL, old school high school chalkboard.
Tell me another coach that uses chalkboard. Thank you.
Who fucking cares? They all use marker boards.
And he used a chalkboard. That's amazing. Good for Tomlin.
Shit I ever heard. That had no bearing on them winning the game.
They said he saved the game for them. He drew up the defensive scheme they needed to run in the second half, and they did it, and they won the game.
All because of a chalkboard.
Yeah, all because of the chalkboard. Yeah, chalkboard saved the season.
Fucking retarded.
Oh, God. And then, I said it before, T.J. Watt and Bud Dupree are the best linebacking tandem in the league.
They're defensive ends. You could call them linebackers, but...
But they're outside linebackers, so... They're the best linebacking tandem in the league. Watt has 12.5 sacks. Dupree has 8.5. Between both of them, 9 forced fumbles with 5 recoveries. That's just amazing for these two. If anyone says they saw Bud doing what he's doing this year, they're lying to you. And Steelers need to figure out a way to re-sign Bud Dupree in the offseason. I don't know how they're going to do it, but they have to keep these two together. Because Bud has really stepped forward this year, and TJ's just – he's a superstar. So, yeah, other than that, I think it was a great win for the Steelers. 6th seed right now. Really controlled her destiny here. Beat Buffalo next week. I'm sorry, not Buffalo. You got Buffalo in 2 weeks, which got flexed to the Sunday night game. It was a 1 o'clock game. You got Arizona next week. Tough matchup, I think. Kyler Murray's going to give them a little bit of fits, but I think they should be able to handle them. But
Arizona's trash.
The Buffalo game looms big, and really they could get the 5th seed still. So, but they have to handle their business. So.
Cool deal.
Yeah, you got anything? You got?
Nope. The fucking Philadelphia Eagles are trash. I have nothing to say about them.
That's it.
Doug Peterson should be fucking fired.
Do you think, honestly, you think they should? I saw it all day on Facebook yesterday saying this whole staff should be fired.
You don't lose that game. That's fucking trash.
I agree.
So,
but you think they should go change coaches now?
Yeah.
All right.
Get rid of them. You don't lose to a team that has the worst offense in NFL history, minus 183 point differential. You give up 37 points. Right. That whole organization can fuck off.
Do you agree Carson Wentz should retire?
No.
We're starting a petition for that. That's amazing. So, okay. Well, I'm not going to get much out of you with this game. So.
No, I refuse to talk about it. They're trash. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing to be an Eagles fan. You had a chance to go 6-6. You have the easiest schedule. I hope they lose out. I hope they lose every single fucking game the rest of the year.
And Dallas lost, which
I actually wanted their entire plane to crash and everybody die after that game yesterday. Ooh. But I'm pretty sure they made it back to Philadelphia. So
yeah, that would have been a bigger news story if it happened.
Yeah,
yeah.
But
that's crazy.
They play the Giants next week. They'll fucking lose to them because they suck. And I don't know.
Hey, Miles Sanders looked good.
Don't even get me started on that.
All right.
Miles Sanders is averaging 4.5 yards per carry, and he doesn't touch the ball more than 12 times a game.
Nope.
So.
Hey, I'll say the one positive. Your guys caught some balls yesterday.
Yeah, you could fucking die, too.
Oh, Jesus.
There's nothing positive that came out of that game.
All right.
Nothing.
Okay.
So.
Anything else on the game?
Nope.
All right. Check us out on Twitter, Facebook page. Find us on all the podcasting apps. Like, review, and subscribe. Spread the word for us. That's it.
Yeah. This has been the Berg Football Podcast. I hate everything.
So bad.
I just hate everything.
I
do. I'm not over it.
I understand.
It's ridiculous. You don't lose that game, period.
I know.
You don't lose that game. You don't. Doug Peterson in his press conference was saying, that's a really good football team we just lost to. That's a really good football team. I'm like, no, shut the fuck up, Doug Peterson.
Yeah, it was.
That wasn't
stupid.
A good football team. They're fucking sorry. And your team's sorrier. You're a trash head coach. My son agrees.
Yeah, my son's talking to you too.
Like, you're trash. Your whole coaching staff is trash. Your game plan is trash. Your receivers are trash. You're turning Carson Wentz into trash.
Yeah.
Fucking ridiculous. Anyway. I'm not getting into it.
I get it. It was an awful loss for you guys, and it's set up perfectly with Dallas losing, and you guys had the chance to just control everything.
I mean, they still do.
Technically.
That's the shitty part. The Cowboys play the Bears and the Rams, and we play the Giants and the Redskins. Like, if the Cowboys lose one of those games, it still comes down to
Week 17.
Week 16.
Oh, 16? Okay.
But this team is trash.
Yeah.
I don't know. The shittiest part about all of it is, like, they're still in it. Like, I just wish someone would put them out of their misery. Like, just forfeit the rest of the season.
Yeah, I get that. Hope hurts. I understand.
It's garbage. All right. We'll wrap it up there.
Sorry, we are ending it now. All right.
Yeah, the worst episode of our show ever. Nah. But I'm not talking about this. I can't. I refuse to. The Eagles play the Giants next Monday night. That's a real barn burner. Everybody get ready for some prime time. Two of the worst offenses in NFL.
Oof, Monday night game. Jesus.
Yeah, it's too bad they can't get flexed. Flex that.
Yeah, player. That's true. Yeah.
What, the Steelers play? Who'd you say?
Arizona, 4 o'clock.
Arizona in Arizona?
Yeah, we only have one home game left, and that's the Buffalo game.
Cool deal. Yeah, I guess we'll be back with a preview pod on Thursday. Hopefully I'm ready to talk football at that point, but I'm not promising anything. So, all right, everyone. Thank you for listening to the Berg Football Podcast, a podcast all about the Pittsburgh Steelers and a little bit of bitching about the Philadelphia Eagles. We will catch everybody on Thursday.